Avoiding ATV and UTV hazards on the farm, today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support help turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. All-terrain vehicles and their cousins, utility vehicles, are common workhorses on modern farms. But like most other farm machines, there's some risk in operating them. Kurt Porterfield is Assistant Director for Facilities and Safety at the Ag College at Virginia Tech, who says there are 500 fatalities and more than 100,000 injuries every year associated with ATVs and UTVs.
I don't expect everyone to just go out and not use their ATVs and UTVs because they are a very valuable tool. But we want people to start thinking about what they're doing, doing little things to add up to big things, especially when it comes to safety.
Porterfield says injury expenses can pile up.
The average hospital stay from the injury was about 7 days or a little longer. The amount of expenses for that stay was over $125,000. And then about a third of those patients were children.
Porterfield says his most important advice on ATV use is...
training is everything. Extension agents play a crucial role in being able to offer some of their programs that are out there. If you can't find any of those, then I definitely want to recommend talking with the dealer.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.